Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear an interview with a young man called Jack Salter, who has won a photography competition. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Jack Salter is a young Canadian who has just won the Young Photographer of the Year competition. Jack, is that right? You started out taking photos of street signs.
That's right. I've been serious about photography for about a year, maybe a year and a half, but I've been taking photos ever since I was little. I probably first picked up a camera when I was about 7 and went around taking photos of street signs of all shapes and sizes. My mother tells me it was all down to my being attracted to the bright colours. I guess she's right.
Can you tell me a little about the winning photograph?
It was the first day of dry weather for a while, and I decided to go out and play around with some new kit for my camera. I started off in my own yard. There wasn't much to photograph, though, until this butterfly happened to land on a large flower. And fortunately, I was able to get what turned out to be the prize-winning photo.
Were you happy with the photograph?
I was lucky, actually, because on the camera screen, the butterfly didn't look terribly amazing. I could see that it was in a great position, and the background scene was nice and clear, but you couldn't see the pattern on its wings because of the size of the screen. It was only when I saw the picture on the computer that I realized how good it was.
What do you think of the other photos from the competition?
I've seen the work on display with mine, and the standard is hard to believe. There are photos of animals and plants from all over the world, and you can see the work of photographers from places as far apart as Russia and Australia.
Has anything changed for you since winning the competition?
That's a hard question. Before winning, I'd been concentrating mainly on taking photos of people, although after coming to London for the exhibition and talking to all the other photographers, I intend to get more into doing shots of landscapes in different countries.
Do you have any advice for young people starting out in photography?
Don't make excuses. My entry was taken with an excellent camera, but that's not everything. My method is just to get out there and do it. And you don't have to go far to get the shot. You'll find something. You'll start to love it.
Now listen again.
Jack Salter is a young Canadian who has just won the Young Photographer of the Year competition. Jack, is that right? You started out taking photos of street signs.
That's right. I've been serious about photography for about a year, maybe a year and a half, but I've been taking photos ever since I was little. I probably first picked up a camera when I was about 7 and went around taking photos of street signs of all shapes and sizes. My mother tells me it was all down to my being attracted to the bright colours. I guess she's right.
Can you tell me a little about the winning photograph?
It was the first day of dry weather for a while, and I decided to go out and play around with some new kit for my camera. I started off in my own yard. There wasn't much to photograph, though, until this butterfly happened to land on a large flower. And fortunately, I was able to get what turned out to be the prize-winning photo.
Were you happy with the photograph?
I was lucky, actually, because on the camera screen, the butterfly didn't look terribly amazing. I could see that it was in a great position, and the background scene was nice and clear, but you couldn't see the pattern on its wings because of the size of the screen. It was only when I saw the picture on the computer that I realized how good it was.
What do you think of the other photos from the competition?
I've seen the work on display with mine, and the standard is hard to believe. There are photos of animals and plants from all over the world, and you can see the work of photographers from places as far apart as Russia and Australia.
Has anything changed for you since winning the competition?
That's a hard question. Before winning, I'd been concentrating mainly on taking photos of people, although after coming to London for the exhibition and talking to all the other photographers, I intend to get more into doing shots of landscapes in different countries.
Do you have any advice for young people starting out in photography?
Don't make excuses. My entry was taken with an excellent camera, but that's not everything. My method is just to get out there and do it. And you don't have to go far to get the shot. You'll find something. You'll start to love it.
That is the end of part 2.